Welcome to Streams of Income with self-help author Ryan Rieger. For the next hour, you'll hear proven methods for how to live the multiple income streams dream. Ryan is passionate about helping others discover their gifts and start their own business. He's published 5 books, and his courses and group coaching programs have changed the lives of thousands of students all over the world. Ryan's books include Private Label, The Easy Way, Finding Your Grace Place, and his latest, Streams of Income. And now, here's your host, Ryan Rieger.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Streams of Income radio show. I'm your host, Ryan Rieger, and today we're chatting with my good friend and business partner, Jenny Hunt. She is definitely not a stranger to my podcast. She's been on several times, and she is always bringing awesome value, and she dropped some incredible knowledge today. She just wrote a book called 29 Ways to Repurpose What You Know into Income. It's a great book. You can grab it at Amazon, or just go to the show notes, streamsofincomeradio.com, and grab her book. But she talks about how you can take the income that, or take the knowledge that you have, the skills that you have, the talents that you have, and turn them into money, and how you can serve people with those talents and create an income, create a win-win. So this is an awesome episode. One of the things that stands out to me is just go talk to people. Go talk to your ideal audience. Find your audience. Find your people. Start with your people. Who are you trying to reach? And have conversations with them. The opportunities will arise. You'll find opportunities to serve them and create win-wins. So here is my interview with Jenny. All right, Jenny, welcome back to Streams of Income. How many times has this been now? 4, 5, 10? I don't even know.
I don't know. I lost count. Happy to be here, though, always.
Good. Well, always I appreciate good. It. You always bring value, and it's always fun to have you on. And people always say that we have good chemistry when we're up on stage or on a podcast together. So it's fun to do it and see what happens. People would be shocked to know how little we prepare for stuff, wouldn't they?
You're not supposed to tell anybody. I don't even know.
You can edit that out if you want to.
That's really a gift, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's, we just have worked this stuff for so long that you just know, and it just seems like when we come together and talk about it, it just flows. I'd say it's a gift. I mean, we still prepare, like, here's what we want to cover and on these webinars. And of course you do most of the slides when we, have things together, but it's usually not like, you know, I know some people who spend hours preparing for a webinar, and that's not how we roll. So.
Yeah. And there's a place probably for both, you know, but I think it speaks to the value of relationships and working with people and letting that relationship kind of be what it's supposed to be, you know? So I think that, you know, we don't feel like we have to over prepare for each other, but we let ideas feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. And we know that that's going to happen and give each other the freedom and respect for that.
Yeah.
So, I think I think it's a gift too. Mm-hmm. It's a gift to me. I know that I always love hanging out and, usually end up with more ideas than I came in with, and they're bigger and better. So.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with you. And I come up with an idea, or somebody would come to me with something, and I'll say, hey, let's talk to Jenny about it, because it'll probably end up becoming bigger than what we've just talked about. So I feel the same way. It just works both ways. So appreciate it. Thanks for partnering with me on all this stuff.
My pleasure.
So you wrote a book, 29 Ways to Repurpose What You Know into Income. 29. Why not like 33 or 101 or 25?
You didn't say you're going to ask me that. No, I'm just kidding. You know, it's funny. I think because my second book I've written other books, but the next book in the series, guess what that's going to be called? 29 More Ways.
No, I'm just kidding. You could. I mean, probably if we sat and brainstormed this whole time, we probably could come up with 29
Absolutely.
More. But you really hit the main ones. Definitely all the ones that we've done.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, what I did, this is how I roll. I just was like, I was trying to think of how do I help people? How do I help people recognize what's possible? And this idea came about, and I just made a list, like, off, you know, 5 minutes, wrote down, these are all the ways that I can think of. We talk about this a lot, you know, in content that we prepare and do, webinars, whatever. how you can repurpose your content, repurpose your knowledge, repurpose, you know, how you take what you know and enjoy and what you're interested in and turn it into income. So I just quickly made a list, happened to come up with 29.
Yeah.
And thought, well, that's a good number. So that's really, there is no science. You know, I'm not a data person really. Although I was wondering why you didn't ask 27, because I know that I'm kind of a
stickler. That's right. We always do 97, 27 on our prices. There's, I mean, but 29 does sound better than 30, doesn't it? Like 100, and why is it 101 and not 100?
You know, it sounds believable. Maybe that's more, that's why, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, Dan Miller's number is 48. He's all about the number 48, 48 days, the work you love. Well, that's an even number. It works for him though, but that's his brand. So.
Well, hopefully 29 doesn't mean anything bad. I don't know. I just came up with it.
Somebody let us know. She'll change it, come up with one more or take away one. Because numbers do mean stuff, especially in Hebrew.
Yeah. So maybe that's why I like seven.
So why did you write? Well, I mean, I guess one question I wanted to ask, and maybe you hear people say this, or what was the idea behind it? Why did you write this book?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that I'm really passionate to help people understand how they can take something inside of them or something that they're involved in and turn it into income. And so many people just don't even, it's not even on their radar. They don't understand. And yet I see so many people struggling. They're either not happy with what they're doing or in their job, and, or they need, you know, extra income and, you know, whatever it is. And so I really, for a long time, I've been trying to figure out and have tried different things to help people understand what's possible. And this was the next thing. It was, you know, I want really, the goal isn't for people to go, oh, now I can do 29 things with what I know and go through and it's a checklist and, you know, okay, I've done five. I've got, you know, 24 more to go. It's not really the point of it. It really is to help people understand what's possible and that there are lots of opportunities to take something, and it doesn't have to be, I didn't do your purpose to repurpose your passion. Cause I don't think it has to be something that you're just deeply passionate about. It can be something as simple that you're involved in, you're enjoying, whatever.
Right.
So anyway, that was really my goal, is to help people understand, wow, there's a lot I can do. And so,
yes.
And, yeah, the next question that I get from people though is, okay, where do I start? Because this is overwhelming.
Right. Yeah, let's talk about some of them that are in here. Let me just go through here. I'll get the table of contents. Not gonna read all 29 here. You guys can get the book. 29 ways to repurpose what you know into income. It'll be on the link in the show notes, streamsofincomeradio.com. I'll have it in there. Let's see.
Yeah, at the back there's a list of all of them.
There we go. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no table of contents.
Look at some of the ones that you and I have done. Obviously, KDP book. That's the very first one. People know you for teaching KDP, which is that still blows people's minds. I was on a podcast. Somebody else interviewed me for their podcast 2 days ago, and I was just telling them about KDP. He was like, really? You can do that? It's print on demand? And people still think it's just has to be on a Kindle device and, you know, who reads a Kindle? People do. I mean, I it's not my thing. I like reading physical books and I like listening to audiobooks. But yeah, Kindle is also print on demand. Of course, we've done the small group coaching, podcast, journal, membership site, POD products, merch, physical products, printables. I just had Nick on the episode today. Live events, webinars, business episodes, conferences, retreats, VIP days. Lots of stuff here, guys. Yeah, this is not like literally you should do all these things. Some of you get into this, you might think there might be 5 or 10 that you end up doing. This is, like she said, it's a list of possibilities. It's, you know, I love food, so I think about this is a buffet. You know, you're not going to eat every single one of these and probably do all every single one of these. I bet you, Jenny, you've not even done every single one of these, have you?
Well,
have you?
I have not done a game.
Okay. That's all.
Do a game. I'm like, that's a good question. I've done most of them.
That's awesome.
Okay, I haven't done
box. You're working on the subscription box, right? Is that something you're working
on? That has been on my radar. I have not, I don't know if we're going to move forward on it, but I have researched that. So yeah, subscription box game. I haven't done software for my business yet either. Yeah. So most of them.
That's awesome.
For sure. Yeah.
Wow. So for some people, you'd look at this and be like, oh my goodness. And that's the question you get right most of the time is, yeah, these are all cool. Sounds great. But where do I start? Yeah, what do you tell what do you tell the person that feels that way?
Yeah. So one of the things I did actually was people who got the book, we got on a call and that was the main question. Where do I start? Where do I start? And I go back to, you know, who are your people? Go find your people that you want to serve and they'll tell you where to start, you know? Yep. So that's one answer. And, you know, we've talked a lot about, excuse me, about getting involved in, you know, if you don't know where your people are, to start looking.
And when you mean find, when you say find your people, you're talking about your ideal audience, the person you feel like you're called to serve, or you know, may not even be like a big calling from God or anything. It's just like, I know about this topic. I know fishing, for example. I don't personally, as you know, but we always bring that example up. Let's say I loved fishing and I knew fishing and that I was an expert. I would go out and find other people, or maybe it's not even something that's like super, I love what you, I want to dig back into that in a second about passion. Cause some people think it has to be my passion. It has to be something I'm super excited about. And it doesn't, it helps if it is, it'll certainly maybe motivate you more, but you don't have to, it doesn't have to be something that you're super passionate about.
That's a hurdle for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hurdle for some people, I think, that they think they have to find this thing. And really, what I would recommend is maybe even go to a simpler space than finding what is my audience? Who are those people? But look at where you're already involved and let those things define where you're going to pursue. So what Facebook groups are you involved in? You know, and I like to bring up the example of that Instant Pot group. I found an Instant Pot group with over 3 million people in it. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It blew my mind. And this was a couple of years ago, but I forget if it's Instant Pot recipes or what. If you're in maybe you're in 3 different Instant Pot groups. Well, that might be an indicator that there's an opportunity there for you. You're already in there. You're interested in that. Obviously, it might not be like my passion.
I feel people learn. God brought me here on the earth to learn about Instant Pots or teach people about Instant Pot recipes. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right. But that can be a tool that can lead you to relationships that maybe there's something there where, you know, that you're passionate about. That's what I do in my business. I mean, I'm not passionate about necessarily, you know, selling something, like that's not something, but those relationships that I get with people, that's something that excites me. And so, you know, looking at your, where are you already involved in and what experience do you already have? What, you know, maybe there's your, you look at your career that you have, what skills have you gained? But Facebook is a really easy, if you're on Facebook, it's an easy place to start. And then, from there, I would look at, like, you know, you always talk about your low hanging fruit. What's your low hanging fruit? So what is a really easy thing to do? I found KDP is really easy, but maybe for you, you love getting on the phone. You love getting on Zoom with people, you know, I mean, if you're not Zoomed out by now. And so, you know, maybe there's opportunity there where you're doing one-on-one calls or small group calls or something, because that's something you enjoy and it's very easy for you. There's not a lot of hurdles. Yes. Or obstacles to get to that. You pick those things and match those low hanging fruits with what your your people, the people that you like to hang out with, even.
Yeah.
What are they in? What do you have in common with them? With those people, where do those things match? And there's opportunity there.
I see. I've been thinking through my my email today that I was literally had getting oil change in the car yesterday. And so I go to the place where those quick lube type places. And I wrote that email, while I was waiting. And so it was about, I talked about Nick's, his printables class that you guys are doing and thinking through, like, you know, talk about opportunities everywhere. And that, that class is going to be awesome. I signed up for it. It's probably, but it's not something I'm probably going to go through personally, just cause I don't feel like that's my thing. I'm going to see if there's a VA on my team that will do it and see if that they get excited about it. I mean, it's only $27. So worst case scenario, I don't use it at all. Nobody on my team uses it. I'm supporting you and Nick. I'm happy to do that. But there's so much out there and it can be overwhelming. And trying to think exactly where I was going with this one, it's just opportunity is everywhere. And sometimes you just get overloaded and it's like, I like how you said just pick something, what's your low hanging fruit? Where does the, okay, here's where I was going with it. I see a potential like infographic or some way, like a map, and of how if somebody's just in my email, I talked about if you've already got something going on that's working really well for you, don't completely abandon what you have going on to get on that printables class with Nick and just abandon your retarbitrage or whatever else is going on in your business that's working for you. However, if that's something that excites you, find time to add that into your business, whether it's outsourcing a piece of your business so that you can spend more time on something like mm-hmm. that's maybe more fun for you, or but get your main work done first, that work done for, and then spend the time on the other things there. So mm-hmm. I was just thinking this seems almost like if you're here, do this. If you've already got, if you don't have something, where do you start? Find your people. How does this mesh with your low hanging fruit? There's kind of almost a pattern how you could probably take people through it and help them figure out where exactly to start for them, where they're mm-hmm. people that they enjoy hanging out with, that their skills and talents, their knowledge matches up with the need.
Right.
And also there's an opportunity for an income. So.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the things we've talked about too, I don't know if we've talked about it on your podcast, but there's a group that I'm involved in. There's like 500,000. I don't even know how many mm-hmm. people are in there, but it's women entrepreneurial group.
Yeah.
And people all the time are asking about web design or graphic design or something, which I have a background in. And there was a time where I would have been like, oh, me, I'm happy to help you, you know, and I jump in, but now I don't even, you know, look at those anymore. I don't, mm-hmm. I just, there's somebody else to fill that need. And yeah. I focus where I'm more interested and, mm-hmm. You know, it keeps my attention more on other things.
Right.
And so I'll serve better there. So I don't have to do and be everything just because I have those skills and that knowledge.
Now, so I wanted to ask you about like the KDP stuff and the holiday toy guide stuff. Cause most people, and even like that kind of goes in with my Real Wholesale Sources private label, the easy way. It doesn't mean that if you pick one thing now, that's what you're going to be doing forever. Like literally, sure. Like, you know, let's walk like with the holiday toy guide, you did that for several years. It was enormously popular, but you're not doing it anymore. What does that look like? Like for people who are out there thinking I have to pick one thing and I'm going to be doing it for 20 years. It's probably not the case. You're probably going to lose interest in something it's just going to, what's that journey been like for you? How you've something that was very successful, you're not even doing it anymore because you really don't have to. That's not really your passion. So what was that journey?
I'm not sure if I totally understand what you're asking, but I think this is kind of answers your question for the holiday toy guide or anything really. I guess there comes to a point where it's either not serving well, or I'm just not, cause I'm not as interested in it. So I'm not, mm-hmm. as engaged with it. I could at that point have a choice, right? Mm-hmm. I can move into, that gave me a lot of skills and a lot of experience, a lot of relationships with people that allowed me to pivot into something that was related, but different. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just brought those people with me, that's how I did it. But another thing I could have done is bolted that down and outsourced it. Mm-hmm. before it became something that was so, you know, out of my wheelhouse that mm-hmm. It didn't make sense to do that. It isn't something you have to do for forever. And, you know, it's really meet the need. And you might find, gosh, I really hate doing this. I do not like doing this at all. Right. And you're not married to it. Then do I hire somebody to do this for me because it's very lucrative and it's serving a lot of people? Or, you know what, this isn't my thing and that's totally fine. I learned from it and here's what I learned. I'm going to take those new skills. I'm going to apply it somewhere else and, mm-hmm. you know, try something else. But I think, you know, if you think you have to have it all figured out and know exactly how long you're going to do a program and, you know, what if I don't like, what if this, what if that, those are all things that are going to stop you from even taking that first step. Mm-hmm. And really what happens is as you start getting involved with people, I just, I'm kind of working with this term of conversational marketing where you get involved with people and it's like relational marketing. You're getting involved. And as you're doing that, you will change too. Like the whole, it just morphs into itself. It really does. I've seen it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And we have been conditioned, I think, to think that we have to have a business plan, have our website, have our logo, have, you know, our package. What are our price points? What exactly is going to be in every package? I mean, Ryan, we've done things where, in fact, just the other day when we were talking about this new program we're putting together, we're like, is it two? Is it three workshops, you know, webinars? I don't know. We think we could do it in two, but maybe there's let's say two, and then we can over deliver with a bonus if we need to. Having those, that you just meet the need as it comes up, and that gives you so much freedom.
That's good.
And it serves so much better. So
That could be a book, another book for you, conversational marketing or something about that. That goes along with what we were, and I won't mention his name, but the gentleman that's in our insiders group that has this passion for serving businesses. And we were just telling him, he was trying to figure out all the packages that he should have and price points. And we just said, just go talk to businesses. He was, he's a great conversationalist. He obviously knows what he's talking about. He sounds, he has an amazing voice too. You were telling about doing a podcast, but just, we just said, just go start finding people that you can serve and have those conversations, and the opportunities will present themselves. They just will.
Absolutely. They absolutely will. I mean, we've both seen it over and over and over again. And it kind of, you know what, there's something you said a few years ago, and I think, I don't know where you got this. I forget, something you had learned from someone about, like, if you do books, if you do low content books, so when I'm talking about KDP books, usually I'm talking about, you know, not writing a book, but actually having a journal or a workbook or, you know, something like that usually is the case. A low content book is what we call them. So if that's what I did, and I met somebody who was, I don't know, a fitness instructor at, in the elevator, and they're asking me, what do you do? I would, after finding out what they do, be specific. Not I write, I do low content, I create low content books, but I work with people in the fitness industry to help them create low content books for their clients. Boom. You know, now I've pivoted. So it's the same thing with packages. As you're talking to people, maybe you don't know exactly what your offer is going to be. Well, you're in there with a conversation, you know, you're ahead of time, your prep is, I'm going to allow the package to kind of create itself.
Yes.
And you just tell them, okay, you know what? That's exactly what I do. So I do 6 weeks coaching, and then I do this, and you just right there on the spot, create a package that works for what you are understanding there needs to be.
Right.
So you can't guess. I mean, you can guess that ahead of time, but really you're not serving them as well as when you're right there in front of them. And you know, so having, I think going back to the 29 ways and that whole thing, that's like your buffet to start with, to choose from.
Right.
You know, it's not your checklist by any means. It's not a checklist, but it's the same kind of thing. It's just your buffet to choose from. Wow. This is a huge buffet. I'm so excited to be here and to eat all this food, you know, where are we going to start? But anyway, so there's other ways you can organize that. One of the other things, that I've talked about with people who have read the book is really those things fall into three buckets. The different, so there's, you know, you went through a bunch of them, the podcast, writing a book, doing a retreat, having a mastermind, small group coaching, one-on-one coaching, lots of different ways you can take what you know and repurpose it for income. But they tend to fall in a bucket of a do-it-yourself for your customer, a done-with-you for your customer, or a done-for-you for your customer.
Let's talk about examples of all those.
So well, I was just thinking, as you're talking with your people, who are you talking with? So, like if you're working business owners and entrepreneurs, if they're just starting out, they might be interested in a done, do it yourself type of a model. So if that's, you know, they don't have the money to you. So they're probably interested in more of a do it yourself model. I guess look at what your audience is needing. Do they want, so a do-it-yourself is something how you do this. You have your, I'm trying to think of a good example of.
Do-it-yourself would be like a course, for example, an online course.
Maybe, an online course where you're not interacting with the people. So there, I was thinking a book, but
book
a course. A workbook maybe. So they get it. They go through it on their own. Anything where you're not interacting with them, and then a done with you might be something where, okay, they have a workbook and now you're going to go through it with them on coaching calls, 6 weeks long, you know, 6-week coaching call program, whatever.
And you're going an accountability group, a mastermind group.
Yeah.
Like this off the challenge that you and I are going to do, the first offer challenge that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. Yes. Where you're kind of walking through it with them.
Right. And then the done for you is where you basically are, you're getting all their information. You're creating something for them. Usually it's more custom, and then you're giving it to them. So, like a software app, that would be something that's a done for you. I've created the software for you.
Yep.
Do it yourself is I'm going to show you, here's how you do it. Now go do it. And a done with you is I will work with you and help you create this. Exactly. So, these things fall into those different buckets, and that's one way to organize organize what the need that your people mm-hmm. are having, and can kind of help you discover where their needs and what you bring to the table collide.
Yes, absolutely. You know what blows people's minds too is the fact that it's all the same content. Like you might think, wow, that's DIY, WY, and DFY is three different, completely different programs. They're different programs from the customer's mind and different levels of service and different interaction with you, the content creator, but it's the same content.
It's the same content. And I think I learned early on, people need to hear that same content usually about 7 times before it actually gets them, mm-hmm. but they get there faster if you're doing it with them. Mm-hmm. And there's some accountability, you know, but I've had so many people were like, oh, this is so awesome. It's like the 3rd or 4th time I've done the webinar.
Yeah.
It's like, you were on it the first 3 times too. It's just how we're wired, I guess.
Exactly.
You know,
where we
are. And, you know, it's just the way that it is. Yeah. So, you know, don't think you're not fooling anybody there. You're actually adding different levels of value, but it is not any more work other than the amount of time you show up. So a done with you does require more effort on your point, you know, from you, but the content, you don't have to recreate things. So
it's
again,
a higher going price back, point. So you're getting paid higher, for that.
Yep. Because it's your time. Whereas if you just write a workbook, you're just selling a workbook. If you're going through it with them, that's a higher price point. There's definitely more value. And I think everybody, you know, we can all understand that there's more value when you're in either one-on-one or in a small group community.
Yes.
So.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know we'd talk about the conversational marketing stuff, but that is so good. That I don't know. That just probably speaks to me because that's how you and I do things. And we just literally just talk to people and we come up with on the spot. Oh, well, here's what we could do. Does this work?
Yeah, I think we also have years of experience of knowing what we do. And so there is a piece of being confident, I think, of, you know, what is it that I really bring to the table? And there's things that you can do to help build up that and dig deeper into that. But if you know what you know, and you have some skills to how to put packages together and think creatively with your client then, or with the people that you're working with, then, you know, it's like when I go into these groups and I start talking about KDP and people want more information, if I get enough people asking me for that on the spot, I'm like, well, guess what? We're starting a class in 2 weeks. That might not have been on my radar before, but I know in 2 weeks I can get a class ready to go. Right. So, and that comes from my experience of doing, I've done this class a bunch of times.
Right. But even if you hadn't, even if you've never done the class, but you've done KDP enough times that you know you could do a class, literally you could go into a group, get a bunch of people that are interested. There may be private, because you know when you go in these groups and answer questions, people are private messaging you. And so you got a list of 5 or 10 people that have private messaged you. And so now you could say, hey, you know, guess what? We got a class that starts, so today's April 2nd. So we got a class that starts April 15th. Would you like to be included on that? And then that gives you from now until April 15th to plan for class number one. And if you, especially, you know, how we talk about the online, the courses and, you know, the courses in a weekend, how you can write a whole course in a weekend. If it's 5 workshops, you literally just got to get prepared for the first one. And then that one's over. Great. So you got maybe another week to prepare for number two and you're just doing it on the go.
Exactly.
And you also can pivot because you might think this is what class number two is going to be about, but people get involved in the class and then you see the questions like, oh wait, no, we need to spend more time on that content because they're just not, you know, maybe I misunderstood what I thought they would get it quicker, or they had asked questions I didn't anticipate, and you can pivot on the spot and you're doing a better job of meeting their needs because it's not like you've got it all planned out, hours of content planned out, hoping that this is what they want. you're actually meeting their need based on what you know they want, based on the questions they're asking in that group. So
yeah, and that serves them so much better. And our experience has been that they're so much they're just blown away and happy because you're giving them a more customized experience. Mm-hmm. And they really feel like you're meeting their needs well. And you are.
Yeah.
You are.
Wow. So if I would say, if we could go back to looking at your 29 ways, you would say, to maybe summarize that, where to start. Obviously, you'd say find your people. Who are you trying to serve? Get involved in these Facebook groups. And there's many ways to find your people, but Facebook groups are one we talk about. Mm-hmm. It's an easy place to see people based on interests and go in there and look for questions that you can answer. Just start serving, answer the questions, which will boost your confidence, by the way, because you'll see wow, I do know this stuff. They're people that know less than I do. And people get stuck on, I'm not an expert in this. I just like it. Well, you are an expert to somebody in that niche. You don't need to be an expert to everybody. There's always going to be people above you that you may not be the world's foremost expert on Instapot recipes. You're probably not, but you know more than a lot of people. Therefore, you could do recipes or a class about how to use the Instapot or whatever.
Or maybe you just have a resource that that you have access to. You might not know anything, but you happen to run across like this huge, resource. I don't know, that has all these recipes.
Yeah, and you've just curated it.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. So you say find your people, and then think about, okay, what is of these 29 ways? I know there's more, but these are the main ones. Which ways jump off the page at me as the ones that I could do quickly? Mm-hmm. To serve these folks with, what would you say? I mean, obviously you've worked with a lot of people. Which ones tend to be the easiest ones for folks?
Well, I think a little bit, it depends on how you're wired, but I would say, doing a course, if you do it the way we teach it, super easy. It doesn't, that's an easy, entry point. Webinar is an easy entry point. I think you could do a mastermind. That's an easy entry point. KDP is easy. You just, might need to learn a little bit of skills or outsource it. Find somebody who can do it for you.
Coaching 1-on-1, number 10
Groups.
Go into one of these groups and get a coaching client pretty easily, or go to your friends list and
Yeah. So I also think one thing that's really I was looking at serving in communities and Facebook groups, and just that opportunity to, even partner with the admins of the group and, what serves you better. It is that place of where you're comfortable, because some people aren't comfortable on a call right now, but they are comfortable. Well, I could do I can create a workbook or worksheets or, something like that for people to fill out, or I could pre-record some videos and do a course that way if I wanted to. That's not really how we teach it, but what I wanted to do here, and what I think is, there really is something for everybody. Some are a little bit easier to get into. Subscription box is going to take a lot of, more effort, more money on the front end, a lot of more investment on your part. So I wouldn't start there.
Right.
But most of them are pretty easy entry points. I think we nailed them. The KDP book, course, a webinar, coaching group, mastermind.
Yeah, the number 22, the business summit, for example, you don't even have to be the expert. You just could bring together experts.
Yes.
So if we're going to do one about book publishing, we're going to, hey everybody, we're going to help you get your book published, talk about how to write it, how to get it uploaded. Literally it'd just be like, I'm not the expert in that, but I could hey, I'm going to have Jenny Hunt on and Jason Miles, for example, and we're just going to have a 2-day summit with all these speakers. And the benefit to me is that you're going to be sending out these emails out to your list saying, hey, I'm on this publishing business summit. And Jason does the same thing, and that grows my email list. And I don't even know anything about Kindle publishing. I just know I have relationships with all of you.
Right. That's exactly how you do it. And it's usually people, and there's groups that have people who are willing to speak or, get involved. You can find those people, but even just finding, if you're in those groups and maybe you're just new to something, but you see an opportunity, for example, I'm relatively new to, we're in a RV right now, and I'm pretty new to that. I'm pretty green. Boy, am I green. And so going in, you know, even before we got it, I was getting involved in groups, and already I saw opportunity, people asking the same questions over and over and over again. And somebody kind of beat me to it. I'll probably do one eventually, but this guy is doing a webinar series for a week. He's just pulling in experts. His expertise is on health care and health insurance. Wow. Yeah. But he's, you know, just reached out in the groups. Hey, what do you guys know? Are you a mechanic? Are you, do you know any, you know, tips about how to choose your first one, about, well, maybe you know about how to plan. You've created a system for how to plan where you're going to visit and, you know, or budgeting, or, you know, mail. How do you deal with your mail? There's so many things. And I jumped in and I said, hey, I'd love to talk about, you know, how you can generate an income on the road. And that wasn't even on his radar. And so he doesn't know how to do that. I mean, he's doing it, but that's not his space, you know?
Yeah.
So he's just doing the same thing, pulling people together.
Yeah.
So, and I'm able to participate, and I'm not even really, I mean, we're doing that right now. We're living that life right now, but I'm definitely not one to speak on how to fix your slide when it breaks or something. So,
right. Okay. Anyway, that's what you call the other people for. You call those experts for that.
So, that's right.
Cool. Well, guys, it's 29 ways to repurpose what you know into income. It'll be in the link in the show notes, streamsofincomeradio.com. You can also just go to Amazon and grab it. Let's chat real quick before we end up about our first paid offer challenge. So you were actually, you're here in Texas.
Yes.
We got to hang out at my house a couple of days ago and just think through, we have an insiders group where we teach people how to take what they know, turn it in. It's basically, you know, this book, but a course for kind of the content of this book, helping you flesh right. that out, take action. And it's called the Build Your Income Streams Insiders. There'll be a link in the show notes for that too. But let's talk about the first paid offer challenge, what we're going to go through in that. And, you know, guys, if you feel like that's a fit for you, we just know that folks, there's so much information out there, and Jenny, you're really good at taking, doing these take action type groups. You kind of even kind of coined that phrase. We used to do the tag groups in the private label group, where these short windows of time where you're taking action.
Yeah.
Now challenges are big. You see a lot of people using challenges to build their email list. So we're going to help people basically take action on their idea, right? Anything you want to go on the?
I'm all about taking
planning
action.
We're planning on two different, 2 weeks, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're planning on 2 weeks, and you get to see all the things really we just talked about, us putting them into action.
Right.
Because maybe we'll go three. No, we're planning on 2 weeks, and and the whole point is to help you find your people, help you figure out what is your thing, and where is that space where your interest, your knowledge, your skill set, your experience, your passion, whatever it is, mm-hmm. collides with your people. Yep. And find those people, learn how to interact with them. And really, it's this conversational marketing and applying that so that you can serve them well and create win-wins. And by win-wins, we talk with what that is you're serving them so they get a win of having their needs met. You're going to find gaps in there, you know, that people have, that are these spaces that people are looking for answers, and where you can fill those.
Right.
So the win is they get these needs met, and for you, you get to generate some income. So that's really where I take 2 weeks of finding your people and getting to a point where you actually have you are ready for your first paid offer.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll figure out what is that going to be. We'll walk through all that with you. I think we're capping it, aren't we, at 25 people?
Yeah, we're going to have to cap it at 25 because we just want to make sure. I mean, again, we might pivot, you know, and it might end up being two different groups if we have too many people sign up. But we just feel like 25 on a call at a time will be the most amount that we want to be able to serve well. So by the end of that couple of weeks, you'll have an email list going already. You'll have your lead magnet. You'll be involved in some Facebook groups where you're collecting leads, serving people already. And you'll also know which paid offer. You might even have your paid offer done. If it's something, some of you are doing coaching or something, you could easily have a coaching call under your belt. Maybe a course already outlined and ready to go, a date set for a live workshop. That's what we want to get you to. And just basically a take action group, but we're calling it your first paid offer challenge. So we'll have the link
in the show notes. The format, just so you know, because we get a lot of questions, we're going to have some instructional videos so that we like to get live. I think it's really important for us to be able to be live with people. That helps with the energy level, helps get you excited, and helps us interact and know better how to serve you. But sometimes, you know, when there's specific tasks that you need to complete or things that are more instructional, it can be easier to have a instructional video that you can rewind. Okay, pause. You know, and go through. So we're going to have that format, and then have weekly calls where we're on talking about it and making sure that we're answering your questions. So there'll be good support along the whole way. And like Ryan said, at the end, you will know what your next steps are for sure. You will have it mapped out and be in a very good position to move forward with your paid offer.
Yes. Awesome. Excited to do
and
that.
And it's not going
to
be $500 or anything like that either.
So. No, we said $67, but we're going to have a $40 off coupon to make it $27.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Super cool. Excited. Cool.
Thank you. Anything else you can think of that we missed or want to chat out? I really like this. I know we've talked about this so many times, but the conversational marketing, that's a whole book. Just starting, Brian Dixon, my friend, wrote a book called Just Start With Your People. Yep. And just find your people and just how can you help them? And you don't have to have in the back of your mind. Yes, you can kind of have it thinking I may go this way and I think it's probably going to be a course, but you don't have to have it all figured out. Right. You just go find the needs and you'll start to see a pattern. And hey, everybody's asking this question. So that's going to be my book topic. That's going to be my course topic because everybody's asking that question. Right. But you don't find those things out until you start talking to folks. You might have an idea because you may already be an expert in that niche or that's your interest. So you might know which way people are going to go, but you just don't necessarily for sure. And, you know, you can just go talk to folks, go talk to your ideal audience, see what their needs are.
Well, and the alternative to that is old school where you go and you do all this prep work, you get all your videos done or you've written a course out and it's maybe it's all, you know, PDF lessons or who knows, however, whatever format, you get it all done and you go to sell it. Nobody buys it because you missed something. There was a disconnect because you never focused on building those relationships and actually figuring out what people needed. Mm-hmm. It was all, I think they need this.
Yes.
So this eventually you can get to that, but you've got to get a good handle on what your people are needing and serving them. And when you see a pattern, like we've done this, the KDP class, you know, this 10 books in 10 days class for a couple years now. And we now have a course. It's we're in there live, but a lot of it is pre-recorded at this point. Mm-hmm. We didn't start that way. We did it live because, you know, we wanted to have that interaction so that we provided a more valuable product.
Yeah.
So there's so much value and it's so much easier to get started. Yeah. So
it is.
So jump in with us, guys. We this is so exciting for us to be able to share with people just how easy this really can be and what is absolutely possible.
Yes. Excited. Well, Jenny, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So glad you got everything situated with your RV.
Yes. Let's hope it stays that way for a while.
All right. Well, thanks for being on. I know you'll be on again probably very soon. Appreciate
my pleasure.
It very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
You've been listening to Streams of Income with self-help author Ryan Rieger. From right here in the Dallas Metroplex, Ryan teaches several entrepreneurial courses and group coaching programs to students all over the world. Be sure to listen next week at the same time for Streams of Income with Ryan Rieger.